Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of April 2017, and this is the 566th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's another beautiful day, and I have just washed five jumpers, did wash five jumpers earlier this morning. Usually that's something I do in the middle of summer because it's so lovely to have an occupation that is works better in summer, and it doesn't matter that you get your clothes, the clothes that you're wearing, completely soaked in cold water as well. But this summer, somehow it didn't happen, and I realised that the days were getting shorter and really I needed to do a woolly wash. And amazingly, I hung them out at about 11, and I brought them in at about 2, and they were dry. At least I thought they were dry, but I put one of them on, which was a little jerkiny thing with pockets, and I realise that the pockets are wet and they're still a bit wet, but I'm sure they'll dry on me. So a very, very sunny day, and often at this time of year the sun is quite hot when it shines, even though it was only 7 degrees this morning. So it's really perfect now. It's become slightly cooler, or at least the sun has gone round to the side of the house. But this morning I couldn't resist going up to Knocklofty after I'd quizzed with the people at the cafe. And it was beautiful up there, absolutely beautiful. I was going to podcast from there, but I just actually wanted to enjoy it without thinking about anything else. And while I was up there, I bumped into a friend whose children are coming for an Easter egg hunt and on Monday. So I chatted to him, and it was just a very, very lovely start to the day. I got home at about 10 and started again on my agony aunt process. I think, did I mention this on Tuesday? I may have. On Tuesday evening I had the writer's cave, and like last week I found that I didn't know quite what I was going to do when I went, and it's always much better if I have a task in hand, or task in mind at least, to undertake for the couple of hours that I work there. And the week before, I really didn't know, and I took lots of things. I took coloured pens and cards and my notebook and a draft and all these other things. But still didn't really get as much done as I might have done. So today, or not today, on Tuesday night, I decided to take a different approach, and that what I would be doing would be writing an agony aunt letter. So rather than address the timeline itself, the storyline, which I keep getting stuck on, I thought I would address this letter to my agony aunt, which will be my writers group next week, to list out the issues that I'm having with it. So I'm writing it as a storyline, but interspersed with the storyline are questions to myself and to others, and possibilities and continuity problems, all those sorts of things. And I'm just going to see how far I can get with the outline, including these things, to send off to my poor writers group. It's been very interesting to see what an icebreaker this is. It's rather than feeling that I'm developing something formal straight away. So I'm pleased with the way that that has psychologically moved me on. And I can recommend it as a system if you happen to be doing something similar. Not necessarily something huge like this, but if you're having difficulty writing anything, that writing it not as the finished product, but as a letter of why you're finding it so difficult and what's going wrong, as well as moving it forward a bit, is a great mind clarifier. Much, much better than trying to think about it yourself. The idea of projecting the issues onto someone else is absurdly satisfying. And even if I wasn't giving it to my writers group, this would be a really good exercise for me to do. So I shall try and remind myself of that, or maybe you can remind me of that when I next get stuck and forget that this is one of the ways of getting myself out of the stuckness. It's strange today. It's Maundy Thursday, and I went up to the cafe to work on the Agony Aunt again this afternoon. I went up thinking I'd have a couple of hours, but they closed at 3, and they always close at 3 in school holidays, and I had forgotten that the school holidays started yesterday. Or perhaps actually they started today, and so even though they're having the next 5 days away at the cafe, they were closing early today, so I only got a little bit in. And there's a general sense around the place, I suppose, people buying up for the long weekend and the weather being so beautiful too. It doesn't feel very much like a working day since lunchtime. But it is for me. I've got quite a few. I want to get quite a bit further with what I'm doing now, and I shall do some of it with my sister when I Skype with her in about 20 minutes, and I hope that'll get me moving again, so that I do the 2 hours that I'd intended to do. I don't know what Easter means to you. I kind of think of it as a spring festival, and it is a bit weird to be having it in autumn here. But this sort of weather is it can be quite spring-like as well as autumn-like. I mean, it's just the vegetation is doing something different, that we have leaves falling off the trees or changing colour rather than bulbs coming out of the ground. Although I do have a primrose in my garden at the moment, which is about the only flower I've got. So that is a bit spring-like. So that is where I'm at the moment. And I have also realised that next week is my offline week. So it really will be quite an extended break. These next 5 days will be no cafe days. So I will be... I'll not be having the same regularity of getting up, which means that either I will get up at the same time and will go for an earlier walk, which would be a really good thing to get back into, or I shall just be lazy, or a bit of both, maybe a bit of both. I do hope that if this is a break that you're having as well, that you have a really fantastic time, and that it isn't lonely for you. Actually, having said that, I realise this isn't my last podcast, so I will save this, all this message about Easter for Saturday. which will be my last podcast for a week. Meanwhile, thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. No, that's wrong. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Murmurs of Mole Day. I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.